Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend to you all. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas.
Cranberry sauce tastes just as good coming back up.
Let another notch out on your belt there.
That's why I have a next belt.
Yes. With the ratcheting. I bet we're going to hear about that. Hey, folks, it's Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great Thanksgiving weekend, as Harold said. And goodness gracious, we are now entering what we refer to at the office as the season to be frantic.
Oh, yeah.
It's already happened. Black Friday is now in our hip pocket.
Yeah, but that goes on all month long.
Yes, but and you hear the media. The media. Never mind.
We have met the enemy, and he is
right,
us.
Right. Doing all the hype of going, the sales that you hear of today may not be the best deal, you know. So,
yeah, all right.
We're going to do...
Yeah. Wait, is that Santa or the Jolly Green Giant?
I don't know, but he's on deck, I'm sure. We are going to give you some Christmas gift-giving ideas for hunters, anglers, outdoor types. Just kind of a little waltz as we have played with some toys.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know,
some
practical things.
I love our job.
It is really a lot of fun, and make some good decisions for those that that you love and care about. So we're going to be doing that. Plus, we've got some news catching up on what's going on around the Lone Star State
and
with our
outdoor
report.
And all kind of hunting season stuff. Oh,
it is crazy.
Goodness.
We've got closures coming up. We've got notices of reopenings of seasons, particularly for you waterfowl folks. So it's a big show. Y'all stick around as you continue to take your Rolex or whatever it is. This is Texas
Rolex?
Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson and Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Did I really say Rolex instead of Rolex?
You were probably thinking of your Christmas present on your list or something, you know. Rolex.
Goodness Rolex. Gracious. I'm sorry. Different place. Well, already just craziness. Boy, it's been a crazy year, you know.
I mean, because it gets so worn out from the election. And here comes this.
Well, and not even the election, but the post-election stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just absolutely crazy. to that end, and it's funny, and you may have had the same thought, but there are segments of the media that are just going crazy wanting to write an obituary for the gun industry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, your guy won.
Yeah.
You know, there's no need to go buy guns and ammunition. Yeah.
There's always a need to buy guns.
what they don't truly understand about guns is, yes, there's the basic Second Amendment right.
Right.
But there's a whole bunch of people. One of the fastest growing group activities at the high school level is skeet shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
With shotguns. People are finding out that shooting firearms is fun.
It's fun. It's the example of cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
When Dad started me on my Daisy Red Ryder,
right?
You know, it was I think it was empty shotgun shells.
Okay,
stand up, right? And okay. And they were about 6 inches off the barrel. I mean, the first thing is you got to hit something.
Sure.
And the young folk has to hit something. They go, oh,
mm-hmm.
You know, I pulled a trigger and this thing flopped over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start moving them back, and we can go on and on for practice. But it is the good cause and effect thing. And there's just something really cool about smoking a clay,
yeah,
et cetera.
I don't know about you, but once you graduate to the Coke cans, soda cans.
Yeah, tin cans.
Okay.
They're not 10 anymore. Yeah.
Right, right.
Right.
And you see it literally penetrate.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you hit it just right and it goes through both
right.
sides, you're going, ooh.
Yeah.
And then you go to the Benjamin pump. You
there
know?
You go. Sure.
You know, or just progress
yeah.
and you start learning about
and the thing
energy
bounces,
and
you can roll
second.
It
right.
and you can, you know, and that's the thing about those cans, which are really cool too, because, you know, if you do it right, each shot, they go further away.
Mm-hmm.
And so you keep practicing that way. It's,
sure.
it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Well, National Shooting Sports Foundation basically has said not so fast, you know,
mm-hmm.
on that. And we're going to continue to see, I think, the gun industry be very vibrant.
Well, it's going to be interesting because obviously my Christmas comes late every January when I go to the SHOT Show out in Las Vegas.
Right.
And I'm really anxious to see, you know, the attitude, obviously the new stuff, but the attitude and what's moving, how sales are going, because that's a trade show, folks. So it's press freeloaders like me and people that are in the sporting goods industry buying stuff for the year, that kind of thing.
Have already seen the change. It was literally like a light switch. I mean, not to belabor, you know, post-election, but there's going to be a lot of good things. 2017 is going to be an awesome year for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
For all of us. I mean, for all Americans. Here in the Lone Star State, we continue to recover from the devastating drought of 2011. Most recent to see some gains is at Lake Colorado City State Park, where their 1,600 surface acre at normal level lake had fallen to just 20% of capacity.
Oh, my.
But it has gone up significantly, where it is now at 50% of the full level, a rise of 8 feet. So much so that Texas Parks and Wildlife has opened one floating dock, and the park staff is preparing to the boat ramp in hope of launching boats soon. No information as of yet about what state the aquatic or fish population is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still a little bit early.
Right.
Our friends at the Dallas Safari Club,
yes.
They kick butt. I mean,
yeah,
just
they do.
Really serious
they really
stuff.
Do.
I mean, you know, you go to SHOT Show. Mm-hmm. I used to.
Yeah.
I now stay in the Lone Star State and get a sampling of it at the Dallas Safari Club
convention.
Because
it's so huge. I mean, like how many exhibits are at that thing?
What was it, like 1,600,
including
something like
you,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, exactly. Right. They count me as two.
Well, and they're expanding chapters. They just got a new chapter, I think, didn't they?
That's where, I mean, this is a major step for a solid conservation group. The Permian Basin
mm-hmm.
Chapter. And when I saw this, I'm sure that this was in the works in advance.
Right.
But on the heels of the announcement of the major find,
mm-hmm.
you know, oil find
right.
out there,
right.
of what, 500 billion barrels?
A lot of lube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about, you know, Texas tea.
And I wish everybody well. I'm wondering, though, I wonder what the status of Safari Club International is now. Because, I mean, years ago, we don't need to get into politics, but the Houston Safari Club and the Dallas Safari Club that were affiliates
right.
of SCI
right.
pulled out and are doing their own things.
Right.
And Dallas is a glowing example of doing things right.
Sure.
And then they're expanding chapters. And I'm just sort of curious what's happening with SCI.
You know,
and I wish him well.
Right.
I just
you know, I'm a member. But they have a huge event each year, Las Vegas or Reno, wherever it is.
Right.
You know, wherever they move back and forth between. I've been to it, and it was impressive. I don't know. It's kind of, to me, it seems as though it's a really big organization that lost its grassroots base.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it went beyond its base, okay?
Right.
We saw the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation grow from a grassroots base.
Uh-huh.
We see Dallas Safari Club, and I bet Dallas Safari Club, if they would admit it, and they won't, probably Houston too,
mm-hmm.
They may be interested in removing the Safari name because the average person...
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, thinking Africa, a
sure.
safari can be, you know, North American, you know, we don't use that normally.
We don't use that term, right.
That term, but regardless, great, great organization with
yeah,
with
it's
really
always
good folks.
It always had that stigma because when I first got involved with them, and I was joking, you know, with the Houston bunch, is that people think that all of the members are doctors that go hunting squirrels with 460 double rifles. Sadly, some are that way. But anyway, that's really not the case.
No.
And like you're saying, you may be right. It may a name change may be necessary
sure.
since we are all so eaten up with titles this day and age, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Like assault rifle, you know, things like that.
Right. I brought
yes, your farmer's almanac.
My farmer's almanac.
Oh, 2017. When
yes,
did
it's
you
2017.
Get it? Oh.
And quite honestly, I think they missed November. Yeah, because they're saying for Texas, we were going to be 1 degree below average and 4 inches above average on rainfall. Not sure where we're on rainfall, but I don't know that we've seen any snow in the Lone Star State yet,
right.
And they were predicting that mid-month. Moving ahead, December is supposed to be a mild month.
Ah.
6 degrees above average. Precipitation is going to be about 1 inch below. January, 1 degree below. February, 3 degrees above, and then we move into an early spring. And just looking at matching this to the AccuWeather forecast,
mm-hmm.
the extended forecast,
right?
I don't want to jinx this, but let me just speak in these terms. Along the coast where we really fear an immediate front,
yeah.
not seeing that kind of weather.
Mm-hmm.
Looking in our area of Houston, out northwest and west of Houston, not seeing any freezing weather
mm-hmm, right.
for low temperatures, okay?
And you still walk outside and lick your finger and hold it up in the air, right?
You know, it's really reliable.
It's coming from that way.
That's right. <It's>, exactly. Oh, I tell you what, I hope everybody really had a happy Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
And be mindful of things that we have and the prospects of tomorrow and beyond. This whole world's gotten to be a real challenge for us. You know?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it has.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
Ah.
Plus the outdoor report. It's headed your way.
America's best-selling truck 39 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, cause it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they will build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
I'm Larry Weissman.
And I'm Blake Barnett.
Please join us at DSC Adventures Show and Expo, January 5th through 8th, 2017, at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas.
You'll see over 1,900 exhibits of the world's finest outfitters and professional hunters, artists, taxidermists, and purveyors of quality hunting gear and firearms.
Enjoy world-class evening banquets, sporting auctions, and live entertainment. For more information, please go to www.dsc.org.
We'll see you there.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
We're back.
Are we?
Yeah, we are back. With all your travels.
Yes.
What has it been this week? On or off?
It hasn't. I'm going to do some advice.
Advice?
Yes, advice.
Oh, okay. folks, Uncle Harold's.
Yes, that's right. Well, automotive wise, because the situation where we are in the, you know, in the season of giving, and maybe you're thinking about like getting a used vehicle for Junior or your daughter to start off the, you know, the spring semester with, or whatever.
Sure.
Or you just one for yourself.
Good.
Or a used truck or whatever. Okay. Right. Well, we have been living in quite an age of recalls the last couple of years, as we know. The Takata airbag situation, the key in the ignition shorting things out, General Motors situation, and so on. And so there's a lot of recalls out there, but you may not know about them. So first, to see if you own a car that has a recall on it, what you can do is check it out at NHTSA.gov, NHTSA.gov. And then you can find out if it was a recall on it, or if you had something repaired, and then it found out later that it was a recalled item. You can get your money back from your dealer, that kind of thing.
Mm.
And if you're looking to buy something, to check on the safety of a car or truck or vehicle that you're interested in, go to safercar.gov. 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 You know, just a good place to check and go, oh, don't want that one. Lemon, you know.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Interesting.
That's right.
That's good stuff.
Yowza.
Anything else for us on advice on buying used? Or?
Yeah, get extended warranties.
Okay.
I'm really serious about that. You're like, oh, no, yeah, you do. And when I got my 06 SSR, which I just wanted to play with, but I got a 7-year, 75,000-mile extended warranty.
Right.
And I'll say CarMax, because a friend of mine was at CarMax. And I said, I want something to play with. Look for me. And he found it. Okay, got it. I got the warranty. And I've had to use it a couple of times. Hey, no problem. And I go to a Chevy dealer in my neighborhood, but they go, well, you know, I go, hey, I got this CarMax warranty. Fine. Bam, it's covered.
Better to pay a little bit along the way as opposed to a whole big lump sum when it happens.
Absolutely.
CarFax?
What about it?
Get one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
That seems like that's almost automatic nowadays.
Yeah, so. You really need to.
All right, good. Well, it is.
Oh, and also, of course, I remember the great late Mort Hall, though, always told me, never buy a new car or a used truck. Oh, Mort Hall Ford, that's what he used to say.
I got a new one, I'll sell you.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, time for the outdoor report. And had a little bit of brisk weather last weekend move through.
Yeah. Let me fling it in too, friends.
Oh, okay.
Get your furnaces checked.
Yeah.
You know, it hit me that first night.
Yeah.
And literally I got up and I went, what? And so I didn't want to just turn it on in the middle of the night. So I literally put on a sweatsuit and socks, you know, went back to bed.
Right.
And got up the next day and, of course, made my call. And their answering service says, I guess you want to be on the list, you know, to have your furnace checked. I said, yes, I do. But finally I thought, oh, what the heck? I mean, I shouldn't worry about carbon monoxide, your big worry. On something like that.
I worry about gas buildup, you know, for national gas heaters, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and there's ways to worry about it. So I just said, I'm going to bite the bullet, and my thermostat is near the ladder up into my attic. You know, so I pull the ladder down, I put it on heat, hit it, heard it go off, ran up the ladder, look at it, boom, and it's burning just fine. And we went, well, okay, I'll wait a day and a half when the people come. They said, everything's fine. You know, I had a little thermostat issue, but we got that fixed, so it was no big deal. But yeah, because it's dangerous. It can be very dangerous.
Sure, it can be. With the cooler weather, water temperatures on area lakes are starting to drop a little bit. Bass are already on the move. We're seeing that in Amistad. One of the things that we're going to see occurring as we move into the cooler months, even if it is a mild winter, power plant lakes like Brawnig, Calaveras, Coletta Creek, are going to see increased fishing activity, fishing opportunities at the warm water discharge. Choke Canyon Reservoir, black bass fishing has been good on crankbaits and soft plastics in 5 to 15 feet of water. Also, don't forget to let things warm up a bit, and particularly a couple of days, bright, you know, sunshiny, warm days after front passages, you'll see more activity. Our friends up in Brownwood, you all are going to have some of the cooler weather. than those, of course, in South Texas, just because of where you're located.
Yes.
But fishing has been pretty good all year and continues. Lake Allen Henry, finally, water temperatures out in West Texas are starting to slide. Black bass fishing has been good on black buzzbaits at first and last light. That really now has changed to midday when they move up and start to feed.
Okay, let's go to East Texas. Caddo, crappie are good on minnows. Catfish are good on trot lines and prepared bait. Conroe, black bass are good on pumpkin seed, soft plastics, spinner baits, and crank baits early and late. Fork, crappie are good on minnows and jigs near bridges. Lake of the Pines, black bass are good on weightless flukes, hollow body frogs, and Texas rigged worms. White bass are good on slabs and small crankbaits. Livingston, black bass are good on perch-colored rattle traps, crankbaits, and soft plastics. Crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Toledo Bend, brim are good on night crawlers. Channel and blue cats are good on shrimp and the ever-popular stinky bait. Bastrop, black bass are good on watermelon soft plastic worms and crankbaits. Belton, black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits and rattle traps in coves. Crappie are good on minnows. Palestine, crappie are good on minnows, white bass are good on slabs. Richland Chambers, crappie are good on minnows, catfish are good on trot lines and punch bait. Stillhouse, black bass are good on watermelon soft plastics, crankbaits and spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Tawakoni, black bass are good on Texas rigged craws flipped in shallow cover by docks. Hybrid bass are good on slabs. Sorry, lost my place. Texoma, black bass are good on soft and hard jerkbaits. Crankbaits and bladed jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Striped bass are good on slabs. Whitney, black bass are good on chartreuse spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and rattle traps. White bass are good on silver slabs, pet spoons, and hellbenders. Crappie are good on minnows and blue tube jigs. Going to Central Texas, Big Lake Buchanan, striped bass are good on swim baits, red fins, and silver striper jigs early. Canyon, black bass are good on shad-colored crankbaits, white spinnerbaits, and Texas-rigged watermelon green wacky sticks and watermelon flukes over brush piles early. Smallmouth bass are good on watermelon curb jigs, green pumpkin tubes, smoked JDC curl tail grubs. Crappie are good on minnows and green tube jigs upriver. LBJ, black bass are very good on watermelon red wacky sticks, chartreuse rattle traps, and plastic swim baits on creek points. Crappie are good on live minnows and blue tube jigs over the brush piles. Travis, black bass are good on pumpkin seed, soft plastic worms, and topwaters in 10 to 25 feet of water.
With the cold front along the coast, we have seen tides drop out, finally. Bird activity continues on Calcasieu and Sabine. Flounder run is really kicked into high gear. Remember, through the end of this month, you're still restricted to only fish with rod and reel, no gigging allowed, and a reduced bag limit. Heading on down to around Cedar Bayou, Captain Nathan Bebout just got into some good fish and really gave some good insight. Sight casting to pods of redfish, and he says what they're seeing in that part of the mid-coast is reds traveling in small groups of 3 to 6, not many singles. Yeah. Most of these are slot-sized fish. But good fishing, and heading into winter, he's thinking that things are going to be really good. Most of the fish that he caught, kind of a not extremely well-known but very effective bugs lure. It's kind of a combination, looks like a fly, but also like a jig, you know.
Okay.
But pretty neat stuff. Along the upper Laguna Madre, you've got, and in the south part of Aransas Bay, good fishing around the Spoil Islands, particularly as it warms. On the lower coast, Captain Hencho Gutierrez Jr. Said that south of Cullens, good for redfish and trout, hitting live shrimp under a popping cork, gulps under maulers, and cut bait. And yes, folks, this Brownsville Ship Channel is starting to turn on, as we expected, with reds, drum, sheep's head, mangrove snapper, and snook.
My turn?
Your turn.
Okay, let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. Yes. This weekend, Saturday's rated as good. This Sunday and Monday are our two best days of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are a trio of good days. Friday slips to fair. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good ones. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game becoming active from either side of the noon hour and remaining active until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the evening hours right around sunset. On Tuesday, November the 29th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, Saturday through Thursday, are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Friday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Saturday has a double tide schedule. Sunday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide.
All right, folks, listen up, because this is the time of year when we've got hunting seasons open, virtually all of them, but this weekend, the first duck split in Texas. That's not the Mississippi. Folks in Louisiana listening to us, you all get another week in the Mississippi Flyway.
Okay.
But it ends Sunday, and then it will reopen. It will reopen, Harold, on December the 10th.
Ah.
Okay. Mule deer season closes in 14 Southwest Panhandle counties this Sunday on the 27th. The general mule deer season in the Panhandle continues through December 4, excuse me. And then, of course, we've got the Trans-Pecos season coming up that opens on the 10th, I believe it is. Yes. And pheasant season, one of the last to open, that is December 3rd through January 1st. I'm just looking at this. My goodness, how in the world can people keep up with this?
How?
You know, my suggestion, I mean, you can pick up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal, obviously the outdoor annual we get with our license, but download that app, okay?
What?
Download
which
the
app?
Outdoor annual app for your smartphone or Android, okay? All right, so hunting covered. We're going shopping.
Let's
How about
do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation. Plus, glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terrascopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a one-year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 one-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and it is group participation time. Everybody gather around the radio and join Harold and say,
oh yes, for the holiday season, hey, Port A.
That is Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style.
Ooh, yeah.
And tell you what, if you really want to get in the holiday spirit, December 3rd,
In the municipal harbor there in Port Aransas, the Carolers Afloat and Lighted Boat Parade. And tell you, it is fun. It is impressive. A little competition goes on for, you know, the most uniquely decorated. Santa Claus shows up.
That sounds like a family affair to me.
Yeah, you know, take your family while you're down. Probably be a little bit mild on the weather side.
Right.
Go fishing. Mm-hmm. Keep telling you that offshore fishing, as temperatures cool, will be heating up. Already good fishing for trout, redfish, and flounder. Plus, you know what? We've not gotten into peak rates. It's off-season rates still. Yeah. Great opportunity to get down and enjoy. Visit their website at portaransas.org. You can give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST. And when you call, be sure and say.
Oh, yeah. When they answer the phone, you go, hey, Port A.
They love you that. Yes. Tell you what, we're going to start with kind of outdoors gear for the angler and just outdoor enthusiast. And kind of do this reverse, Harold. One of the biggest challenges, I think, you may be able to find that one big gift, but if you're doing family or stuff, you got a budget that you're looking at, stocking stuffers, okay? And rather than giving junk, okay? I mean, something that they won't use, you go, oh, thank you. Here's an opportunity, and even maybe to fill your own stocking.
I'm sorry, it's like my best friend Chuck, who for years would give me stuff, and I go, Chuck, I don't need stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Booze. Just give me booze. I don't care what it is, just give me booze. And that's what we're down to. Birthday and Christmas is booze.
That's a good choice.
It is, you know.
Spike that eggnog.
That's right. Absolutely.
Our friends at Camping Max, that's campingmax2x's.com, they have these specials that they run from time to time. Any 20 stocking stuffers, only for $100, you know?
Uh-huh.
And this special is going on till the end of the month. But, you know, Compass, magnesium fire starters, you've got different paracord, you know, products.
Oh, sure, you betcha.
Things of that nature. And it's just kind of neat stuff that fits whether you fish or you hunt.
Okay, yeah, because certain things are really personal. These things cover a lot of areas, right? Right. What do you have thoughts, though, for somebody that fishes?
Well,
gift certificate? I mean, that's always a pretty good deal, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it really gets a little bit personal. And I was talking to Texas Outdoors Journal, North Texas, freshwater editor Brian Hughes, and we've got some stories coming up, and I'll give you some ideas. Use Harold and me as an example.
Oh, no.
On rod lengths that we fish with.
Right.
We're different in stature.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And if you tried to fish my rods up on the bow of the boat, say using a topwater with a down, you know, down tip presentation or retrieve, right. You're going to be in the water, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the
rod
tip.
It's like when we've attempted to wade together,
right,
yes.
Right. Exactly. and I mean, that can also shift over to when we talk about firearms in a little bit.
Sure.
But keep in mind whether it's daughter, young son, wife, someone, you know, that's a little bit smaller.
Right.
Keep that in mind when you're fitting the rods, okay? That's something important. Something else, I see so many coastal anglers. I got a buddy that's a great fisherman, but he buys the same rod and he throws everything with it, you know, where if you look at a freshwater angler, they're going to have one for bait casting. They're going to have one for, you know, for their soft plastics and worms, Texas and Carolina rigs.
Right.
They're going to have something for topwater and different lengths. And really going to a good specialty store, they're going to be able to help you. And then maybe you do the gift certificate.
I want to throw something into this because it's not too late. You can still get it by mail because they're used to doing it quick. Duluth Trading Company.
Yes.
I love Duluth Trading Company.
I do too.
And have for years and years and years and years. I just got last week a present to me, but it's my third bathrobe. Okay. You know, I like bathrobes with a pocket for my glasses and stuff like that.
Sure.
Well, they have these things, and especially this time of year, it's like sweatsuit material. It's exactly what it is.
Right.
And it's, I say get a size larger than you think you are too, because my first one was a medium. I'm pretty much medium, but it was a little snug.
Okay.
I went a large this time, absolutely perfect, but it's got a hood with it.
Okay.
And it'll snap up as your neck. The first cold morning, I jumped into that thing. Okay. And right now they're doing deals like, you know, discounts and free shipping.
Okay.
But that lineup of stuff, and they've got a lot of stocking stuffers. I mean, they really do, whether it's shaving cream or bay rum or stuff, you know.
It really is.
Yeah, check the website at duluthtrading.com.
Their underwear are great, too.
Oh, yeah, they really are. Absolutely. Yes, and there are no butt crack shirts and all that. Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Something else, and this goes, whether it's fishing or hunting, go ahead and book a trip with a guide.
Ah.
Okay, maybe it's your favorite lake. Maybe it's some part of the coast. Maybe it's a part of the coast that you go, you know, I keep hearing Bill and Harold talk about this place, but I've never been there.
Right.
Go down, and you're going to be amazed. It truly will be a new experience. We've got some great ones in Texas Outdoors Journal, okay, and opportunity to do that.
Well, and that gets down again, like calling the Port A Chamber of Commerce and getting recommendations.
Sure. Before we move on to hunting products and we take our next break, did you try your fudge?
Yes. Oh, it's incredible.
I tell you what,
it's incredible.
The jerky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What we're talking about is Ken's Cowboy Beef Jerky.
Right.
Ken's Cowboy Beef Jerky.net. And right now, they've got a 10% off on orders that are called in to 281-277-4368. Let me tell you what they've got, what they call survival sticks.
Mm-hmm.
The hot and spicy beef is really a good jerky.
Especially with vodka.
I haven't tried that. you know, that's really some good stuff. And so you can get some fudge, you know, for the holidays.
Yep.
And then you can get some packs. They got 2, 4, and 8 ounce packs of jerky.
Yep.
And, you know, those are some good stocking
stuffers. They are very good. Yeah. It's neat stuff. And it's fun to try the different flavors.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, hunters, get ready. Shooters, get ready. We've got some ideas for gift giving for you right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News. Texas continues to grow. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Capital Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. But the job is far from over. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Today and tomorrow, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Hi, I'm Larry Wysoon, life member of the Dallas Safari Club. Please join us January 5th through 8th, 2017 at the Dallas Convention Center for DSC's annual Greatest Hunter Convention on the Planet, where you'll see over 1,800 exhibits of the finest guides, outfitters, wildlife artists, gun makers, and purveyor of quality gear and merchandise for the serious outdoorsman, all in one place. There will be exciting seminars by the best in the business and evening banquets with fantastic auctions. Don't miss it. Join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center. Go to biggame.org.
Oh, I tell you what, speaking of big game, what you need, of course, is ammunition. And Carter's Country has everything you need for rifle, shotgun, and pistol in the federal lineup. And then the really inexpensive stuff, though it is from federal, is the Estate line of shotgun shells. Just absolutely fantastic. So while you're doing it, you might as well get a new shotgun. You talk about a deal. The Stoger Defense Pump 12-gauge. Pump action, as I said, $199.97. I don't know who came up with this name, but right now they're having the Browning Winter Gunderland rebates on rifles and shotguns and safes, and that's a good deal. And also, a Carter's Country gift certificate is really almost a perfect gift for Christmas. And I got to bring this up, too. This rifle, this is an unbelievable price. It is an amazing firearm. I did a ring out on it some time back. The Ruger Precision Rifle, and they've got this in .308. I mean, this is a 1,000-yard tack driver, friends, and it's only $1099.97 right now while they last. That's a phenomenal price. Just great values going on right now at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
We continue our gift suggestions for the outdoor enthusiast, and I failed to mention Paul Van Reeden, owner of Unfair Lures, just coming back from China, and they've got a whole new lineup. A lot of input from those of us on the Gulf Coast, from pro staff.
I know you're crazy about those.
They are phenomenal. Yeah. Nate Skinner has been down at Getaway Adventures Lodge in Port Mansfield, and the Rip and Slash was hot all through the year, and it's hot again. It's mullet imitation. Moving on to hunting, went over to Porter, Texas to visit with our friends Tucker and Bird, makers of fine gun leather, tuckerandbird.com. visit with my buddy Charles Bird, and unbelievable briefcase.
Oh,
briefcase. I mean, these are really quality leather.
Well, Terry
products.
Tucker is a leather wizard.
Yeah. Well, and it's called, the briefcase has a name.
What?
Flee or Fight.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Got a Kevlar panel, you know, the divided when you open up the top flap.
Right.
There's a Kevlar panel that you could use as protection.
Right.
On the backside that you'd carry next place for a concealed weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful craftsmanship. A variety of leather-made holsters for carry purposes.
Right.
Really, really impressed. And business is tremendous for them. And they continue to grow and gain in popularity. Hunting slings, straps, duck straps. Okay.
Right.
Beautiful that can be embossed with name or initials. Tremendous opportunity there. Give them a call. Go see them. They're good stuff. Tucker and Bird, BYRD.com.
Okay, since you mentioned that, here's a hint for somebody, too. Give someone you love a concealed carry course.
That works.
Huh?
That really works.
Yeah.
Or get them to go to a good gun range so that they can practice. You know, it's one thing to have the permit.
Oh, sure.
And to have the gun.
Right.
But if you are not used to, and it's second nature, how to remove the safety, how to,
Well, you need to practice before you take the course.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because
you got to qualify. Yeah, right.
Okay. There is certainly more to it than that. Also, the opportunity while we're talking about instruction.
Mm-hmm.
New shooter.
Yep.
Hey, single moms out there. Maybe you grew up in a hunting family.
Right.
Maybe you are really interested in hunting, but you're not real secure about doing it on your own.
Well,
go to a good gun range and get some instruction.
Absolutely.
Bring the kids along with you as well, okay?
Well, Carter's Country, their original location on Treswick, you know, because they've got the pistol range, the rifle range, the skeet, the whole works there.
Yeah. I was looking at Carter's ad this week and some of the things that were available, but we were talking about air rifles,
mm-hmm.
okay, and some of the spinner targets, the pellet and BB traps that are available.
Right.
This is stuff that even urbanites can do in their backyard, mm-hmm. okay? I mean, they're safe.
With eye protection.
Eye protection, most definitely.
Because you know what they said in the movie, you know, you're going to put your eye out.
Ricochet. but something else that could be a great gift, and I know that you've covered it, knives. Okay,
absolutely.
You're a big knife nut.
Well, yeah, I am. In the December issue of Texas Outdoor Journal magazine, you know, I covered a bunch of stuff as far as hints for stuffing the stocking.
Right.
And Columbia River Knife and Tool Company is just, they're my all-time favorite because they have such variety. They are so smart because what they did from day one is to partner up with some of the finest knife designers mm-hmm. in the world.
Right.
And these are factory-made knives, but they're phenomenally well-made and phenomenal designs from all of these great knife designers. So you're getting a tremendous product at a reasonable amount of money. I mean, the three blades that I have in the article for next month from them are all in the $39, $49 range, and they're absolutely wonderful. But check their website out. Just go to crkt.com. Something I got to do because I've been touting these people so much. It's now time to get the Christmas turkey. And after you've gone through our Greenberg smoked turkey. Friend, I'm telling you, I got my first Greenberg smoked turkey last year. I have another one right now still in my freezer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most phenomenal turkey I've ever eaten. And this year, I said, I got to get another one of those turkeys. And I'd forgotten the Greenberg name
mm-hmm.
because I'll never forget the website. gobblegobble.com. Okay, friends, you know, and they go from 6 pounds up, so just based, and that's a lot of meat, really. I mean, we got 10 meals out of that 6 pounder last year, but check that thing out. And that's all they make.
Yeah,
that's all they do is smoke turkeys year round.
Before we run out of time, I want to go back to knives.
Yeah.
And our friend Charles Allen.
Yes.
Knives of Alaska.
Absolutely.
I mean, goodness gracious, I mean, when he won Blade Magazine Knife of the Year
mm-hmm.
a while back, but his sets, fixed blade, you know, locking blades, you know, I mean,
Yeah.
Great, great craftsmanship.
Tremendous. And especially out there. And they've got a new one, you know, that mini hatchet that I did a couple of months back.
Right.
Which, of course, I cut myself with. You got to be careful. Okay. But very innovative. And, I mean, Charles lives a lifestyle because, of course, they've got the Alaska Expedition Company. So he's always slicing for, you know, for customers and stuff and testing and beating the heck out of stuff up there in Alaska, you know, about 4 months a year. And that's where all the testing has been done.
Sure.
And they're great prices. It lives and dies by D2 steel, but a wonderful selection. You can look at it and go, okay. And then you got camp knives, various skinners, cleavers, all kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time, you mentioned eye protection.
Correct.
Let's stay on the safety topic for a minute. And it's a good stocking stuffer, or relatively inexpensive.
Right.
Oh. You know,
earphones.
Earphones.
Yeah, and they're the best, too. You got to remember the sound. And I've lost some. I need to go to an audiologist one of these days. Not that bad, but I know I've lost some hearing from shooting. But earplugs are cool, but the cans, as we call them, because of the bone and stuff here by your ear and stuff, you absorb a lot of stuff that's just not in your ear.
Right.
And so those things are absolutely the best.
For a new shooter, or if you are prone to flinch, you're probably only shooting with plugs.
Right.
Put plugs in, put your ear protection on, the muffs, okay,
right,
or cans, and you'll be amazed at how, with no sound or very little sound, you know, you're not going to react to
whole
that.
Whole new ballgame.
Absolutely.
And then when you get down the road a little bit, get the ones that, you know, like the Game Ear and stuff like this, where you've got an audio control,
right,
which really is a help. So it muffles all of that sound, but you can
still talk,
adjust the audio control so you can, you know, hear the turkey gobble or hear the deer walking into the feeder or stuff like that. They're great.
As we get ready to go to break, don't forget, you can also order in line from our friends at Carter's Country, carterscountry.com. And, you know, I continue to peruse this, and I have not gotten through that website completely yet.
Right.
There is so much stuff there.
Yeah.
And they'll
mail it to you, not the firearms. You know, we got laws. You got to go fill out the forms.
Right.
But all the other stuff, ammunition, things like that. And that, again, too, is you can't go wrong buying your loved one ammo.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Rimfire.
There you go.
You know?
Lots of it.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more Texas Outdoor News added your way.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We're back, and it's time for the Outdoor Calendar. Harold, looks like we got a couple of banquets coming up.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, December the 2nd at the Perryton chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Perryton. For info, 806-228-5945. What happened?
For those that don't know where Perryton is, that's about as far north in the panhandle as you can get without going into Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it is north.
There you go. Okay, December 9th, Stephen F. Austin, Waterfowler Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Nacogdoches. Mm-hmm. For information on that, 936-483-0572.
Yeah. Yep.
And you got one coming up soon. When do you get it? Your new Ford truck?
Next week.
Oh, yeah? Then you can go to one of those events, friends, and your new Ford truck, too. Okay.
Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Then take a truck over to Carter's Country and load up. Like Bill mentioned, their website earlier, carterscountry.com. You can shop there or you can pre-shop there and then get on over to the stores. Because the firearms, you know, you want to put them in your hot little hand. Like the Smith & Wesson M&P 15 Sport 5.56. Remember, you can shoot 223s in a 5.56, but don't shoot 5.56s in a 223. It's a pressure thing. But dig this, $599.97.
Wow.
Buy three, okay? That Ruger LCP, former Governor Perry's favorite packing pistol. Dig this, .380, fabulous pistol, factory reduced on the price, $219.97. Get four of those, okay? Just a lot of great things going on over there. And Carter's Country is the place to go. Getting ready to hunt the Savage Arms Axis Combo with a factory-mounted and bore-sighted 3-9 scope in 243, 270, 30-06, or 308 only, $249.97. All those great values at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country is where your great outdoors begins, friends. Please check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, so you'll never be far away from us. Be safe out there. Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.